On Mondays, we focus on technology, and today it's the technology of your car. American auto companies are helping to improve the strength of technology from China. Auto parts companies are setting up operations in China partly because of lower labor costs. A Chinese worker earns as little as $1.50 an hour. U.S. firms also want to do business in a country with 1.3 billion people and a growing middle class. Many of those companies, though, are finding out that access to a fast-growing market comes at a cost. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
While China's role in the global automotive industry is still fairly small, General Motors, Ford, Daimler, Chrysler, and many of the major automotive parts manufacturers have been investing there. The growth in China comes as everyone is looking to cut costs. Eric Harwood is a professor of Asian Studies at the University of Hawaii and is an expert on China's car market.
Delphi, for example, the largest car parts maker in the world, an American company, has more than a dozen joint venture and wholly owned parts companies in China.
Right now, the bulk of automotive parts being manufactured in China go into cars that are sold in China. However, Harwood believes that will change with time.
China now is the third largest total car and truck market in the world behind the U.S. and Japan. But longer term, I think it will, as the Chinese car market becomes somewhat more saturated, not growing quite as quickly, then they'll turn to exporting the parts.
China has big plans for its fledgling automotive industry. The government has said it wants to make the auto industry one of the key pillars of the economy. Last year, the country exported around $8 billion worth of auto parts, but the Chinese government has said it wants to boost exports sharply over the next 5 years. One place you can see China's increased visibility in the auto sector is at the annual Society of Automotive Engineers gathering in Detroit. Thousands of industry representatives from around the world are jammed into Detroit's Cobo Center. There are nearly two dozen Chinese automotive companies here, and while their booths may not be quite as elaborate as some, China has doubled its presence at this year's show. Sean Lee is with Tianhai Electrical, a company based in China's Henan province.
Our product is called a wiring harness. It's like a cable, and the wiring harness is basically connected to the electrical devices.
But the Chinese companies here aren't just displaying wiring and small electrical parts. Chinese firms are also showing off bigger components, exhaust systems, and crankshafts. And auto industry analysts say the quality of Chinese-made auto parts is improving much faster than expected. U.S. companies, such as General Motors, are bringing in the latest technology. David Cole is with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He says China's government has also required foreign companies to train China's vast pool of unskilled workers, citing GM's efforts as a prime example.
It was not just building manufacturing facilities and teaming with the Japanese companies. It was also helping the Chinese become developers of the technology. In fact, I think three tech centers were formed in educational situations that would train Chinese to become auto engineers of the future. And of course, that's a pretty scary kind of thing, where you're now training your potential future competitor.
And auto industry experts like Cole say as tough as that is, it would be worse for U.S. and European automotive companies not to have a presence in China. He says U.S. auto parts makers and their customers need China to help them reduce costs and boost market share.
It's one of those kind of situations that you can't ignore. You've got to play the game, you've got to be involved, but there is a plus and a minus. And frankly, the only way that you can mitigate the negatives, the threats that the Chinese represent over the long term, is to have a collaborative relationship.
Not surprisingly, that collaborative relationship between U.S. automakers and their Chinese hosts has some people worried. The United Auto Workers Union has said China's ability to produce inexpensive auto parts is already growing faster than domestic demand, meaning those car parts will have to go somewhere. The union worries they will increasingly wind up in U.S. cars, resulting in further job losses in the U.S. auto industry. Jack Spear, NPR News.